and as a wave in the direction of Louis the classicist. I'll read next two poems made out of, first of all, the Odyssey, and then one from the Iliad. And the one from the Odyssey is about Odysseus arriving at Ithaca, and he's so burnt out with the effort of rowing, of course, but also emotionally, that he's asleep, and they wrap him up and they carry him ashore to Ithaca asleep, wrapped in a way with a shroud, perhaps, or with swaddling clothes. And then I'll follow that with the moment, the episode in the Iliad, where Priam goes to visit Achilles to beg for the body of his son Hector. Homecoming. The brightest star came out, the day star, dawn's star, and the seafaring ship drew near to Ithaca, to home, and that harbour named after the old man of the sea. Two headlands huddling together as breakwater, windbreak. Haven where complicated vessels float free of moorings in their actual mooring places. At the harbour head, a long-leaved olive overshadows a shadowy cave full of bolons, basins hollowed out of stone, stone jars for honeybees, looms of stone on which are woven sea purplish things. Also, inextinguishable springs and two ways in, one looking north where men descend, while the other faces south, a footpath for the gods. When they had scrunched ashore at this familiar cove and disembarked, they lifted Odysseus out of his hollow, just as he was, linen sheet and glossy rug and all, and put him to bed on the sand, still lost in sleep.